As we speak, we have the gas master plan that we've just finished that has a long-term view of gas distribution, including LPG distribution, where we are looking at the future, quite frankly, where the plan is to make sure in every region we have pipelines across the country to every region, every district, to the extent that future buildings will have specification for LPGs in your kitchen. The future we see for gas is huge. You've already seen the government has rolled out the rural LPG program. With the confidence that we have that the volumes will increase, we think that the volumes will increase, but we have a plan to make sure we can continue to expand gas infrastructure, working with BOST and working with Ghana Gas in expanding this across the country. There's now a standing committee made up of VRA, Talo, and Ghana Gas. In the last few weeks, since the engagement started, you have seen that they are working together closely. Talo has really addressed those compressor issues. The assurance I'll give you is that we'll work with them to make sure we can minimize it. Obviously, those machines can have problems, but what we have to do is to make sure that it is a priority and that we are all working closely to resolve them.
Some of the economic benefits of the liquid, the gas, the other liquid that you're producing is that the gas, it's enabling Ghana to cut the cost of production of power by about 50%. The LPG, for instance, also, now we're importing LPG big volumes. Right now, we are selling to the Ghanaian market about 300 metric tons of LPG. And that itself means that there's a reduction in the importation of LPG from abroad, meaning we are saving about that much foreign currency. And so when we come to produce about 500 million tons of LPG, it will still be saving more foreign currency for this country. Now, in the case of the condensates, for instance, they're also being used to generate power. And what had been planned earlier was to send them to Tema for them to spike it to produce more gasoline. But I think there's some problem there with toll, so that hopefully will be done. Besides the employment and the secondary effects that it also has to have on other industries. So far as the Atombo gas processing plant is concerned, most of the farmers and most of the people whose crops were destroyed have been paid. Now, what you have left is the land on which the gas processing plant has been built and the land along the right way, the pipeline right way. Now, luckily for us, we've now got approval from the board to make payments for the land. And from tomorrow going, I'm assuring you, you will start making the compensation for the crops.